Hello and welcome to Inside Loudoun County. I'm Nancy McCormick of the Loudoun County Office of Public Information. On this edition of the program, we're going to check in with Loudoun's growing rural economy, and later on, we'll be finding out what's going on this summer at the Loudoun County Public Library. My first guest on the program is Kelly Bowles. She's the Agricultural Development Officer for Loudoun County. Kelly, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Nancy. Thank you.
We're so glad you're here, and you're here again. This is your second visit with us, but I think we should go over again exactly what is the Agricultural Development Officer for the county.
The Agricultural Development Officer for Loudoun County Department of Economic Development works with new and existing rural businesses and farms, and we help existing farms if they're diversifying or expanding their operation, and anyone new coming into the county that is purchasing lands and wants to start a rural or agricultural business. The second side of our job at Loudoun County Department of Economic Development is actually working with those existing businesses to market and promote those businesses to the public.
So what kind of services are available to the businesses in the rural economy through the department?
Yeah, we work with new and existing businesses to help them navigate through any kind of zoning or land development concerns that they might have, working through the health department. For example, a company that's coming in and buying land that wants to put in a winery, we help them with choosing the site on the property to plant the grapes, work with them through the process of putting in a tasting room, working through the state legislation through Farm Wineries Bill to keep them compliant so that they can actually go from putting the grapes in the ground to selling the wine.
Because a lot of people will have an idea for a great business, but they don't realize there's some governmental processes to go through, and you can help with that.
Yeah, we can. You know, Loudoun County zoning is very friendly to agriculture and rural businesses, but there is still a process that you need to go through. You need to contact the health department when you're working with wineries and any kind of public that's coming to your farm.
Now, how do you see Loudoun's rural economy expanding?
Well, I think we're going to continue to see an increase in wineries in Western Loudoun. We're also seeing an increase in the number of farmers markets that are coming to the county and the other direct marketing options that we have. I actually think that with Visit Loudoun's promotion of Loudoun as D.C.'s wine country, we're going to see some additional types of agritourism components coming on board in Western Loudoun.
And, of course, with the fall and spring farm tours, they're also bringing people
yes,
in through ag
yes.
tourism.
That's one of the things that our department is responsible for, and they've been hugely successful over the last 15 years. And just another component of where I see Loudoun's rural economy going, the Rural Economic Development Council is actually embarking on a year-long process to build a rural economy business strategy. And we're going to, you know, take an inventory of the resources and assets that we currently have in Loudoun and then actually look at other jurisdictions and what they're doing successfully in the rural economy and then actually build some initiatives and then make a business case for those initiatives moving forward to direct where the rural economy goes in Loudoun County.
So that is a new effort.
It is, and it seems like the time is ripe to do it now. As everybody knows, there's a huge local foods movement, and there's a great desire in Loudoun County and the region to support farms in the area. And the 200,000-acre solution, which was sort of a presentation and a study to make the case why a strong rural economy is important, is over 10 years old. And it's time to reevaluate that and move forward. We already made the case why it's important, and now we need to actually nail down specific aspects of the rural economy that we need to focus on.
So you have Dulles Airport as one economic engine, huge, of course, yeah. But then the rural economy really is an economic engine of its own.
It really is, and just you mentioned the spring and fall farm tours. We see 13,000 people coming out to the farms on each of those weekends. It generates over $80,000 worth of sales, direct sales, just due to the farm tour, and just two different weekends. So it is an economic engine.
Now, food safety issues have been in the news a lot lately. Is that making people more aware of the farm-to-market way of life and the benefits of that?
Yeah, I think it is. I think, you know, the larger food safety concerns and food recalls bring people back to the farmers that they know. And they build a relationship with farmers at their local markets. They talk to farmers about their production methods and their food safety methods. And I think they feel safe because they know the person who is growing their food and processing their food and you know, it's generally the large food production facilities that have food safety scares. So we generally just feel safer knowing who's growing our food.
And Loudoun has great farmers markets.
They do. They do. Actually, there are 6 farmers markets existing in Loudoun County, and we're going to see the expansion of that to 8 this season. There will be a new South Riding Saturday farmers market and also a new Wednesday Leesburg farmers market. We're excited about the Leesburg market because it's here in town, and as the government employees, we can hit that market on the way home from work on Wednesdays. And that Leesburg market is set to start on June 1st, and the South Riding Farmers Market is set to start on June 18th.
So pretty conveniently located throughout the county.
Yes, exactly. I think no matter where you are in the county, you can find a farmers market. And you can see a listing of those farmers market at loudounfarms.org. The other thing that we did again this year is the Buy Fresh, Buy Local guide that went out to all of the houses in Loudoun County. And that has a listing of all of our farms and all of our markets. If for some chance, from some reason you didn't get one, you can call our office or email our office and we'll send you a copy of that guide.
That's great. Now there's a project you've been working on, the Farm to School Project. What can you tell us about that?
The Farm to School Project was something that we started almost immediately after I started in Loudoun County about 7 months ago. And we pulled together a lot of producers, and we pulled together large-scale end users like the schools, the National Conference Center, restaurants, the hospitals, and said, you know, how do we develop a system to get local food, regional food, into the schools and hospitals and conference centers. And we had 2 meetings on that. And from those 2 meetings, Loudoun County Public Schools actually got connected with an actual grower in Martinsburg, West Virginia, Kilmer Orchards, who was selling to D.C. Public Schools and to Jefferson County Public Schools. And he is now selling to 18 of the Western Loudoun Public Schools. We're considering it a pilot project this year and hoping that next year we can consider it a full-fledged farm-to-school project, which will give the opportunity to more Loudoun County producers to distribute their products through Kilmer Orchards.
So even though he's in Jefferson County, he'll be distributing some Loudoun products.
Absolutely.
To the Loudoun
schools. The first apples that were delivered to Loudoun County Public Schools were actually Virginia apples.
And they are very close.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is one thing you think about regionally. You're not just locked into the county.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we've worked really closely with other counties in West Virginia and other counties in Virginia because we don't have the production in any one county to meet the needs of our citizens and our institutions. Another venture that's come out of those meetings that we had regionally is a food hub actually in Fauquier County. And they had an open house last week. So we have 2 systems that have started because of those regional food system meetings that we held in Loudoun County.
And when you say food hub, it's like a warehouse?
Yeah, it's going to be a place where you can aggregate product from multiple producers, and then that system in Fauquier County will actually distribute it out. I think actually we're very close to that system delivering food to the National Conference Center here in Loudoun. And again, they would be more than welcome to work with Loudoun County producers as well.
Now there's Farm to School and then there's Farm to Fork.
Yes.
What's the fork?
Farm to Fork is actually a new private venture here in Loudoun County. It is 10 days in July, July 21st through the 31st, where it is a partnership between Loudoun County Farms and restaurants here in Loudoun County, where there's a prefixed menu where a majority of the food that is on that menu is sourced here locally from Loudoun County. It is the first annual event here in Loudoun, but it's actually sort of a model that's used across the country. Philadelphia has used the model for about 5 years and promoted farm to fork in the restaurants. So we're really looking forward to that event. I think it's going to be fantastic. It's a perfect time of the year. There's going to be a lot of produce coming out of the fields at the end of July, so it should be fantastic.
And I would imagine restaurant owners and the chefs are great proponents of any locally grown effort.
Absolutely, because, you know, what you get with locally grown food is quality. And, you know, a strawberry tastes like a strawberry and a tomato tastes like a tomato. So, you know, chefs know that when you start with good ingredients, the end result is better.
Now, you mentioned D.C.'s wine country, and we are being marketed as that, and Visit Loudoun is a huge part of that. What is going on with our wineries and vineyards in Loudoun?
The wineries are always growing, as we know. It seems like every week we get another call from somebody who's interested in putting a winery in. The wineries are still doing, you know, live entertainment on the weekends. Last weekend, Ducaney Winery did the Taste of Greece. The Sunset Hills Winery is actually opening up part of their land to community gardens this year. So that's a really cool community event, and just being interactive and sort of know your farmer and know your winery and be completely engaged in the operation that's going on. The other major initiative that we've undertaken with the Loudoun Wineries Association and Fabioli Cellars and the Virginia Cooperative Extension through Loudoun County is a six-part course on a sort of a general overview of running a winery in the wine industry in the Mid-Atlantic region. And we finished that six-part course 2 months ago, and each of the classes was sold out, and it was so successful that we're actually doing a second offering of the six-part course starting today, actually, which is the 18th of May, and working with them again. There's just such an interest in this region in wineries and starting wineries, and the course is just meant to be a general overview. It doesn't go through every aspect of wineries that you need to know. But if anyone's interested in participating in that, you don't have to attend all six. You can attend one, you can attend three. There is a fee to participate in those classes, and you can register online at Fabioli Cellars' website.
And you don't need a huge amount of land to get started in?
You don't. You know, there's some of our wineries who, you know, are just growing grapes on 3 acres, and then there's some that are growing grapes on 24 acres.
So it's really accessible to a pretty large number of people.
It is.
Donors. Now, you've been here, as you mentioned, about 7 months, 8 months, less than a year, and lots been going on since you've been here, and I know a lot's coming up. What do you see as some of the big things coming up in the next year?
I think some of the big things are building that local food distribution system to the restaurants and to the institutions. And like I said, you know, we feel like the Loudoun County Public School System is in a pilot program this year. And we feel like the schools are happy with what they're receiving. They're happy with the price they're receiving it at. And so our goal is really to do a full-fledged farm-to-school program next year and bring Loudoun County producers on board at a greater level than they are currently. The other initiative that we're working on locally is what we're loosely calling the Best of Western Loudoun right now. We're working on branding it and marketing a campaign that will actually partner the farms and rural communities with the towns of Loudoun. And it's really just, again, taking an inventory of the events and assets that currently exist in Western Loudoun and marketing them in a way that partner the towns and the farms, and the Loudoun Grown Expo that the town of Percival planned at their Bush Tabernacle this past February was a perfect example of the towns pairing with the farms and promoting Western Loudoun as a destination.
So a good public-private partnership, we say.
Very
anything
much.
Else we should touch on before we go?
I think you've said everything.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for being here. We're looking forward to what's going on next in the rural economy.
Thanks, Nancy.
And please stay tuned because we'll be right back.
Meet a drop of water who can help you keep our streams and lakes clean. Here's today's tip from Sprink. Pick up after your pet and dispose of pet waste properly. Because pet waste contains harmful bacteria. If it's left on the ground, it can wash down a storm drain and then to a nearby stream, which makes our water sick. For more ways to protect our water, contact us today.
Welcome back to the program. Joining me now is Linda Holzlander. She's the program director of the Loudoun County Public Library. Linda, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Nancy, for having me.
Well, summer is coming, and I know with the summer approaching, you want to talk about the summer reading program at Loudoun County Public Library. What's going on with that?
I do. That's one of our favorite events in the whole year. It starts on Monday, June the 20th, at all our library branches. And as schools empty out from the week before, we welcome all the kids and teens and adults, too, to join us to participate in the summer reading program. We have a really interesting, different type of program this year. We have a reading challenge for all the different ages, for the children's programs and for the teen programs, and even for the adult programs, with activities, using our resources as part of the challenge, so you learn more about the great things that we offer every day free, as long as you renew your books, to the public here in Loudoun County. So we invite everybody to join us on opening day. It's always exciting, lots of fun. This year we have a really interesting thing for the elementary school children. We have a reading trophy that will be awarded to the elementary school in Loudoun County that has the highest sign-up participation for the summer reading program. So this is an open field. It doesn't matter if you go to a school that's got 600 kids or a school that's got over 1,000. It's the percent that join. I've spoken to the elementary school principals here in Loudoun County, and they are 100% behind it. And when they fill their cases with all the sports trophies, next year somebody lucky will have their reading trophy. So it's very neat. Lots of competition for this.
And you said there are events for all ages, and I understand out about it in Pages, which is your wonderful publication.
This is our magazine, a little larger than you will find it at your public library. But this year we have three programs: Tales from the Web for the young children, Spin It at the Library for the teens, and Untangle the Technology Web for the adults, which is a really interesting program. It's a lot bigger program than we've had before for adults in the county. We invite everybody to come in with all of your iPad and everything that you got for Christmas, and you still have it sitting on the table in your living room and haven't ventured out in how to use it. And our staff want to show you how to use what you can download material and books from our website, and how to get the most out of it, and all the questions that you have. Inside Pages are the dates that would be a great day for you to show up, or actually any day of the year is a great day to learn how to use it. So we have it, all the branches, actually all of these handheld devices, and we can give you a demonstration on what you're doing. You sign up for the summer reading program. The more participation that you have during the summer, you get your name put in a fishbowl or whatever we have set up at the branch, and we're going to give away a color Nook at the end of the summer reading program. And that's, of course, sponsored by our great advisory boards that help us out so much during the summer.
And for those of us who might not know, a Nook is...
A Nook is your reader. A Nook is your next step away from that book you hold and fall asleep with in bed to something else that is wonderful, and actually I equally endorse, as well as holding the actual copy of the book. So it's where we are in life, and certainly many people in this county do have them. And if you are somebody that's not really used to using it and want some help, the Adult Summer Reading Program will give you that opportunity. And if you don't have one, you have the opportunity to perhaps win one. So
that's exciting.
I think it's really neat. I think it's a really good opportunity. So everybody is winning. The teens have an enormous amount of opportunity to participate in all kinds of things that are going on, too, in the summer. We're going to kick it off with the last year's Battle of the Band winner. The group is really great and is going to play for the kids. Lots of activities for that age group. One of the greatest opportunities for teens during the summer is to volunteer. And the kids, we couldn't do the summer reading program, actually, without the teens. They are an integral part of how we serve the children and everybody that comes to the library for the summer reading program. So if you are interested in a teen, go by your local branch library and learn how you can participate.
Now, you have mascots, Smarty and Bertie.
We do, and actually they're on their way to the dry cleaners today. But we do have two owls, and we had a gentleman owl for about 2 years, Smarty, and he's recently been joined by Bertie, who is a female owl, and I've been instructed to make sure that it's just a friendship. We don't expect any to go any farther than this, but they are coming to lots of summer reading programs this summer. Bring your children, have your picture taken with them, and it's a lot of fun and a good memory.
And it makes reading fun for the little kids.
Absolutely. It's sort of, you're welcome to read to Smarty and Birdie, too. We have a great program, Paws to Read, PAWS, which is children read to dogs, therapy dogs, too. So anybody you want to read to when you come in the library, there's an opportunity to do it.
Now, is that a special needs program?
It is. It isn't a special needs. Children can just come to the branch that we rotated around through our seven branches. And the therapy dogs are used in the school. It's an organization that works with kids in the school, so it's all very credible. And the kids pick out a book, and they sit down with the dog and the handler, and they read the book to the dog. And as kind of, I don't know, silly sometimes as it sounds, parents will tell me that their child will never read aloud, that they won't do it, they're either shy or they don't feel confidence in their reading skills. And when they sit with that, you know, Great Dane, we have all types of them, you know, Great Danes, lots of Golden Retrievers, of course, and they just seem to feel more relaxed and able to do it. So it's a wonderful opportunity for the kids.
And speaking of young children, what kind of skills do they need to make them successful readers?
Well, that's an interesting question because we have so many programs that we offer, beginning with Baby Garden for children that are like 0 through 18 months, and then we move to Rhythm Rhyme and Tune Time and Terrific Twos and Preschool Story Times. And all of those programs actually just reinforce the idea that books should be part of your life, that the message to the parents is that they should be reading aloud to their children from the time they open their eyes in this world, and that they are the best example for children growing up and having reading skills to keep reading. I know it's a kind of an art that's sort of falling to the wayside in families, but even reading a magazine aloud and pick up those wonderful picture books that we have at all of our branches and share that information. It's vocabulary, it's print motivation, it's print awareness. They're skills that are academically acknowledged is what children get from that. But from my point of view, if you have a book in your hand, that's the best lesson that you have for your child. Or a color nook in your hand, depending on what you have.
Right. And for the generation coming up, that may be it.
Well, it's okay, you know.
And you do have wonderful children's librarians throughout your system.
Oh, we have the best. Absolutely the best. They work so hard. We have had so many new initiatives come up in the last year. Wonderful science and math programs. We have a whole series that is geared for tweens, which is the, you know, that age before you become a teenager. And they are all staff presented, staff developed, and they're just amazing. I mean, the kids that come, and one of the great things about it, oftentimes we do lose the male component of life, and even when they're young, we sort of, the boys drift off to other things, because these kinds of programs really resonate with young men. We have lots of guys attending these programs, and we have even for younger children, we have a science and math program called What's the Big Idea? So parents can begin kind of reinforcing skills that have to do with science and math, which can't hurt at all, because it certainly is the future in life, and a way not to have so much anxiety about it. That algebra, someday when you, maybe because you've attended these programs, someday maybe even algebra will be fun. I'm not sure. Or calculus. I'm definitely sure that wouldn't be fun, but
we can try.
Yeah, we can try.
Now, you have another program that comes up in the fall, the One Book, One Community program, and I know you don't want to spill the beans about what the book is, but...
Well, as soon as you have this, the beans will be spilled, but this is our seventh year of doing it, and this is a community reading program that's sponsored by the Irwin Uran Gift Fund, and this was a $1 million gift given to the Loudoun County Public Library to create better understanding between all people. That's the mission of the gift. And the One Book is a national program. Many libraries do it throughout the country. And the idea is that you have the same book as I do, and we can talk about what the book is about, and we can share our feelings about the book. We always pick a title that we hope will resonate with families and individuals. We look for a title that has a special kind of attachment to maybe teens that adults will read too. It isn't necessarily, this is just an adult book. We have an author this year who is a National Book Award winner. She has written many, very, very many really kind of stirring, interesting books, and I think everybody will enjoy what this the theme of this book is about. So you have to pick up your copy of Pages, which will be in the library tomorrow or Friday, and you can open it up and see what the one book is. I'm not telling.
And then you often will, you will give away free copies of the book.
All the books. We have 12,000 copies this year, and that makes us the most unusual library in the country. And all of this is, of course, supported from the gift fund. The author comes, always comes. Last year we had Nikki Giovanni, and they always do a signature event at one of our branches, or in a, last year it was at Nova for Nikki Giovanni. And then they visit four or five schools in the county, and we always take them to the juvenile detention center. So it's a nice saturation. Lots of people get to see the author and meet the author and hear about the book that we hope everybody's reading.
And speaking of other libraries in the country, Loudoun County Public Library always is rated among the top.
We are number four in the. I just wrote this down last night, so it's right on the tip of my tongue. We are number four in the country in a rating system that evaluates collection, budget, circulation figures, and we are in the 299 to 499 thousands category. And there were 104 libraries in the country that were fell into that that participated, and we're number four.
That's
in the
great.
County. Yeah. So, no, it's wonderful. It's absolutely
and for people who are new to Loudoun County, we should probably go over very quickly the system, how many branches we have and the services.
Right now, as we speak, we have seven branch libraries, ranging from the largest library is the Russ Library, located in Leesburg, to the Middleburg Library, which is the smallest library in the county. They, when you pick up your copy of Pages, they're all listed on the back, information on the hours, information on who the branch manager is if you need more information about it. Hopefully soon, in 2012, we'll be opening our eighth branch, the Gum Springs Library, in the South Riding area. We're very excited about that. One of the really neat things that has happened lately is that teens from that area met with the interior architects to design our 4,000-square-foot teen center that we will have at the Gum Springs Library. So these kids came together and talked really outside the box about their ideas, what they would like to see there. And as we did with Rust, lots and lots of those ideas were incorporated into the space. So it is something that we like to feel is a real special gift to the teens in the county, and we're really excited about it.
And what kind of things are at the Teen Center at the Rust Library?
Oh, lots of gaming, a wonderful collection of books that really mirrors the interest of kids, magazines, so forth. Lots and lots of computers. We have over 25 computers in the room. We have two Macs. We have tons of programs that are offered throughout the year that interest this age group. And besides that, probably the best thing, from my point of view, is a great staff. People that really want to spend all day long, 5 days a week, with teenagers. That's pretty cool. We have a poetry slam every Wednesday night, led by a local high school teacher. He is a volunteer. He comes, and if you're writing poetry, join us on Wednesday night and be part of the group. Lots of things, lots of volunteer opportunities come out of the Teen Center,
That's
too.
That's great. Now, is there anything else we should touch on before we go?
I did want to say that we are going to begin a program for children on the autistic spectrum. The first program begins in June at the Rust Library. Rust Library, Ashburn Library, Percival Library, and Cascade Library will be offering this to families with children on the autistic spectrum. It's the Open Door Special Story Time. The staff has had wonderful opportunity to be trained by the special education teachers here in the county with the Loudoun County Public School District, by a professional librarian who ran these programs for quite a long time. So they're all prepared. They are absolutely delighted that they are going to be offering this to the community. Oftentimes families with children on the autistic spectrum do not become our users, we found out, and that's the last thing we want in the world. We want everybody to come in, as long as you need our services, and we're there for everybody. So it's a great opportunity. So pick up Pages tomorrow.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It was great.
And thank you for joining us on this edition of Inside Loudoun County. We'll see you next time.
Meet a drop of water who can help you keep our streams and lakes clean. Here's today's tip from Sprink. If you fertilize your lawn, don't use too much. And don't leave it on the driveway. Fertilizer can get washed into storm drains and then to nearby streams, which makes our water sick. So sweep fertilizer from paved areas onto the grass. And remember, fertilize in the fall, if at all.